Hello! It's me, Andy, and it's time for another debate episode. Today's topic, public masturbation. On the pro side, we have Spencer. On the anti side, we have Ty.
Spencer, what if we just pretended to not be here?
Oh shit, that would be funny.
What if we just made Andy do the entire debate by himself?
Yeah, no, we just ask questions and then like...
I'm leaving.
Answer his own question. Then what if we made him publicly masturbate also?
We could probably do that.
What if we shot him up with Spanish fly and put him in the middle of a supermarket?
Fuck you. I want to do public drunkenness. This is your idea.
What if we got Andy like one of those rhino horn supplements from the bodega? and then put him on a bus and just like waited.
Also, for all the times you gave me shit about fucking up the intro, I did it flawlessly.
No, that was
this
a very
time,
good intro.
Yeah, you did it, and we were trying to fuck you up too.
That's why we had to find a different tack to make fun of you. Is you couldn't do it on the intro.
You know how like when the first time you do weed, you like kind of try and convince yourself you're
doing
getting
weed?
High. Yeah, the first time you do weed.
Are you 47?
Yeah, I'm 47.
Are you a mom named Joyce?
That's correct. But the first time,
Honey,
you know,
you
I say do weed.
You
can't. I remember because the first time I did it was with edibles. So that is.
Yeah, you call that eating weed.
I've never called it eating weed. I've called it
doing
edibles.
Yeah, because you're a fogey.
That's doing edibles. That's not eating weed. What the fuck?
It's eating an edible.
Eating an edible is not eating weed. Eating weed makes it sound like you're chewing your cud.
It's
you're
consuming
grazing.
Weed.
Yeah, I'm going out and I'm grazing on some weed.
Okay,
right
but
now.
It's not weed. So why are you saying doing weed? Say doing edibles.
Whatever. But the first time you ingest weed in some way, you're like, yeah, I think I'm getting high. I think I'm getting, you know, I think I'm feeling it. It would be funny to do that with like rhino supplements or like
starting with edibles is nutty.
They were like edible lollipops that we got from
from a guy in an alley. Yeah.
Yeah. A guy in an alley publicly masturbating, which I thought he was a good dude. So I am defending him this episode.
If I met a guy in an alley who was not publicly masturbating, I would feel so Ramani'd out of a formative experience.
That's worse. That's worse.
Well, I was about to say the word that we're not allowed to say. And I was like, that's not respectful. So
it is funny when you like learn what that word means and you're like, oh, that's insanely fucked up. Like,
yeah,
what the 100%. Hell?
Yeah.
You're just like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, like we can't be calling people that. So,
yeah.
You know, we use the right terms.
I will say that is a good bit. That is a good bit saying I got Ramani.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I had a joke for a while that was making me laugh for like a month or whatever about a guy who like anytime he heard someone say a slur was like, please, they're called Ramani. Like he heard someone say the M word and he's like, no, it's, can we call them Ramani, please?
That's great.
Yeah.
That's pretty
it
good.
It was making me laugh.
Spencer, you were like, I wanted to do this. I want to defend public masturbation. I got a take that I can do for the whole episode. So I'm going to let you make the first opening statement.
All right. Look, masturbation, we all do it. And I personally think
I've
that...
I've never done it once in my life.
It's not that big of a deal, folks. It's not that big of a deal. We all do it.
It's not that big of a deal for you.
And I think that...
Emphasis on
more
big and deal.
The more we stigmatize it, the more annoying and taboo the whole process gets. Like, is it gross? Yeah, but so is picking your nose. You don't get put on a registry for picking your nose in public. So why can't you crank one out? And look, not all of us have the luxury of living by ourselves or having a spot where we can do it privately. Some people just need to, you know, why did you send that to the chat? Ty. I was trying to steamroll through that, and I just couldn't, like, short circuit.
Do you want to read what it says?
Yeah, so this is a tweet from Sir Doge of the Coin.
He's my favorite guy on the internet.
He is probably the funniest account on Twitter in a specific way.
He is the only person in the world who I could look at him and be like, that is functionally a non-playable character.
Yeah. So it says, here's what SpaceX showed the world.
And it's just a SpaceX rocket.
Yeah, and here's what SpaceX showed to the naysayers, and it's photoshopped to look like a middle finger.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. And one of them is like curled like a thumb.
Yeah.
So it looks like a a hand.
Man, look through the replies of this. This is Twitter's so fucking dead. Anyway,
it's so washed. There's no coming back from this. He's such a cool. I'm sorry to interrupt your train of thought, but it's so funny. Like, most of the time he'll just post like a meme from 2009 of like someone crying at a party, and it's like what you look like when you don't have Dogecoin, and it's like. And then the next one will be like, anyone think water hits different?
Shout out to the least four replies and comments from the guy I'm pretty sure is the bot.
We had a team of 500 crack scientists in the lab trying to let white people do Latina tweets, and that's what we came up with.
Are we talking about the comment from Much Wow that's just two clap emojis? Or what about the one from Tesla Hype that's two fire emojis? Or what about the one from Shaby that's yay be thick high and then two laugh emojis? And then the other one from Shaby, which is four laugh emojis.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
the other one from
Shaby,
which is the word Doge and then the dog emoji and then the laugh emoji. Or the one from Shaby that's the word lol. Or the one from Shaby that's a picture of Grok and OpenAI.
No, he had to go back in for sixths. Sounds like.
He kept thinking of new ones. He's like, I got the perfect one. And then it's like when you're playing Quiplash and you're like, oh man, no, oh, I just thought of the perfect one right after you send it. It's like, what if it let you send it? What if you let you go back and add new ones every time so you could have like eight answers?
All right, Spencer, I'll let you.
So I got to the gist of what I was saying, which is that, look, it's no big deal. You know, you see a guy masturbating on the street, I think you should mind your damn business if he's not being a nuisance about it. If he's masturbating at you, yeah, that's a problem. But that's a different thing than just a guy, you know, he's out on the bench. He's minding his own business, mind yours. So yes, I think public masturbation is not a big deal. I'm not engaging with the new thing you sent to the chat.
All right, Ty.
It's a picture of it's a motivation poster meme, you know, like the kind that they used to post on 9gag, of a Irish themed Star Wars stormtrooper, and it says St. Patrick's Day, the day when everybody is Irish.
This is a break room coded image. This is something you absolutely see in the break room. You're just yep.
Yeah, this is a desk of a state educator image.
This is like 45-year-old teacher puts this on her trash can.
This is friend who still shows you the picture that says of a tattoo that says no regrets noted.
All right. Ty, would you like to make the incredibly brave stance of being against public masturbation?
For sure. Now, when people masturbate publicly, why are they doing it? There's one answer and one answer only. For the thrill of potentially being caught. And I say to you, if we make it legal to masturbate in public, the thrill is gone. Because, if someone catches you masturbating, what can they do? They can just say, like, don't do that. Knock it off. That's fine. But if you cannot be hauled to prison and put on the sex offender registry, we are losing an irreplaceable part of our national pastime, jacking off on the subway. And personally, for me, I like apple pie. I like baseball. I like blonde women with large breasts. And I like public masturbation, and I do not want to sully it in the way that decriminalization would.
Interesting. So your argument is that legalizing public masturbation would make it worse.
Legalizing public masturbation, much like legalizing weed, would make it less fun and would make the masturbation worse and would make it less enjoyable to partake in, and the quality would decrease.
All right. Well, in that case, I guess I have to ask both. I was just going to ask Spencer this question, but I guess I'll ask you now. Ty, have you ever publicly masturbated?
A couple times.
Okay.
I'm not going to say where or when.
No. I think that is completely in, you are not allowed. You don't have to say that.
One time was in the hot tub.
Was it at a hotel or like?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hotel hot tub.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think that qualifies as public masturbation. That's public masturbation in the same way like jaywalking is a crime.
It was a communal hot tub.
Were there other people there?
Not in the hot tub.
Oh, then yeah, that doesn't count.
Spencer, have you ever publicly masturbated?
I actually haven't, which changes the dynamic of this episode in a very funny way.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Loser.
I'm nervous.
You're just not. You're not on that real exhibitionist tip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you don't have any follow-ups?
Yeah, that was the end of the episode.
No, we're
dabbling
in,
we're doing Quibi podcasts now.
We know that Instagram and TikTok are the future of online media, so we're making them entirely able to fit on Instagram.
Look, I think that
YouTube Shorts, that's our bag from now on.
Yeah. The audience.
Except we still don't have a YouTube channel because someone forgot to put it up.
Shut up. What I was going to say is that it's just good to know, you know, your experience and where you stand. Let the audience know that. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
right.
I don't always stand. Sometimes I sit.
All right. Well, Ty.
It depends on where I'm doing it.
I have a question for you then.
Y'all ever pump your damn stomach? Lie down and do it?
Well, I pump something, yeah.
Ty, do you think the moral efficacy or the quality of public masturbation changes if the person doesn't come? No climax is achieved.
That's a good question. I think it's certainly less fun.
How are we supposed to know that is the thing? Like, if I'm walking by, if I'm on the subway, and I'm seeing a guy wriggling his hog. I don't see him come. Like, that doesn't mean he didn't come. That just means I got off before he was finished. And got off the subway, not got off. Not, no, 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 no. I didn't mean it that way.
Uh-huh, yeah. You sure?
Yeah, no, that. I misspoke.
Sure you didn't mean it that way?
I didn't mean it that way. No, no, I'm not gay.
Yeah, you got off the subway?
The clown that hides from gay people just isn't texting me back. That's all.
More like you got everyone on the subway off.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the question is from the perspective of a public masturbator, not a passerby.
Okay.
So I think Andy's asking is, if you as the public masturbator, is it less fun if you don't come? Or is it worse or different if you don't come? And I do think the qualia of the masturbation changes, for sure.
I wanted to be it on the record that I was asking that as an open-ended question from both participants' perspective. You can answer however you like.
I mean, from the perspective of it not being anyone's business, I don't think it matters if you get off or not. Like, look, we all have off days. Some days you try it out and you're just not feeling it. Just sometimes
actually,
it goes that way.
Actually, no, I don't think I've ever not gotten off while masturbating.
Oh, there have been times where I went at it for a few minutes. I'm like, that's just
yeah, because you're bad at masturbating.
Some days you're just not feeling it.
Because you don't have a hero's heart and a warrior's courage.
There have been some days where I have not.
You just did. Look, you just do it for a few minutes. And you're just like, what am I? Why am I doing this? I don't know why I even did this in the first place. And now I like nothing's happening. I am just giving myself like chafing. I'm done.
See, to me, that feels like being like, oh yeah, I was gonna make myself dinner, and then I realized that even though I'm hungry, I just don't feel like dinner today.
Well, sometimes you masturbate not because you're horny, you masturbate because there's nothing else to do.
That's what I'm saying, is that yeah, it is a physical process of just like, I gotta get this feeling out of
these hands
right
gotta
now.
Do something.
Well, It'd be like if you got bit by a snake and you're like, I don't feel like sucking it out right now.
Have you ever been like, you know, it's like, all right, I know I'm going to make myself a big meal. And then you get the cutting board out and then you're like, nah, actually, fuck this. I'm tired. And then you just, you know, microwave something instead.
Okay, but the microwaving, you still eat the food at the end. Like, that's the situation you're describing is not being like, oh, I have to masturbate. Ah, I don't feel like it. What you're describing is having sex and then partway through being like, I might just masturbate instead.
No, look, maybe sometimes you're just not hungry. You realize you're not that hungry.
So,
after you're about to make the world's biggest feast? I don't think so.
Yeah, no. The other day I bought a bag of Cheetos and I ate like two of them. And I'm like, I'm not feeling this. So I put the bag away.
Maybe you're less in tune with your body than me.
I think sometimes you can just come back and be like, I'll do this later.
It's not like I can't do it later. It's not like it's a one and done. Like, it's like, well, the last time I'll ever get to masturbate. It's not like I'm joining a fucking monastery. I'm like, well, you know, Not today. Maybe in a couple hours.
Imagine how tough it would be to jack off in a monastery. Because if anyone sees you doing it, they're going to think, oh, he's doing it to me. And then that guy is just the gay monk, and he, like, his life is hell.
Yeah, no, it absolutely sucks to be, and like, everyone's going to fucking judge you for it. Everyone's going to fucking,
100%.
Like,
yeah, you know how we're here to not to go to hell less than anybody's ever gone to hell?
Great.
You know
job,
how we're here
Jerry.
To basically avoid all physical temptation and sin? What are we doing, man?
Yeah, no, that one sin, that one mortal sin that is like the easiest one to slip into. The very, very easiest one.
Boredom,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. How come there's so many sexy nuns and very few sexy friars?
I don't know. I think there's some sexy friars and there's a lot of unsexy nuns.
Like, you the closest what? Thing... No, the closest thing we have to a sexy friar is, like, the fucking gay priest from Fleabag. Like, that's the only one women get. Women get, like, one guy who's like, no, I shouldn't. And it's just that fucking... It's fucking the gay Moriarty from Sherlock.
You know what I think part of it is? I think part of it is that friars and monks are associated with stupid or ugly haircuts that normally would not wear. And I
think that's true.
Yeah, but nuns are associated with fucking hoods.
Yeah, but what's under there? There's a mystery. The answer for what's under a friar is something embarrassing.
That's a good point. That is a good point. That's why nobody... Never mind.
No, well, okay, Ty. I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
If a pole falls in the city and nobody's around to hear it, did it happen?
Oh, you mean like if you publicly masturbate and no one sees it?
Yeah. Or if there's not even if there's nobody who sees it, but like there's nobody who has the capacity to see it, you know?
Yeah. I think that's certainly less exciting, but I do think that, like, I never want to, like, get caught publicly masturbating, and I don't do it anymore. That's a young woman's game. But, like, I never, when that was, like, my bag baby, I never wanted to get caught. Like, the idea that, like, oh, maybe you could is, like, sexy. Like, that turns you on. But, like, I feel like if it actually happens, that goes immediately from sexy to, like, mortifying, you know?
Yeah, no. You need to do like a calculated risk thing there.
Yeah. So I think it's like, yeah, you put yourself in a situation, unless you're like, you know, homeless or you don't have like any, you know, you don't have anything to lose, then whatever, I guess you can go for it. But like, if you have like a life that you want to build and like, you don't want to end up on like a list or something, like, yeah, you have to take steps to not get caught. But like, there is obviously, if you're just like, you know what? I think anywhere. Like, I rubbed a couple out in the woods one time. Even though, like, nobody was going to walk through those woods, there's still, like, even something, like, refreshing and freeing about, like, oh, I normally don't do this outside.
There might be a chupacabra or some type of skinwalker.
Oh, I get what Ty's seeing. A change of scenery sometimes can just be enough.
I hate it when I'm jacking off in the woods and I get the Slender Man vision.
Yeah. There's a bear jack off in the woods.
That'd be a good debate question would be, what's the sound of one hand clapping? We should do a debate about that sometime.
It's jacking off, yeah. Oh, damn. Imagine if that's how someone jacked off, is by, like, clapping. Just someone doing, like, the wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah on their pussy.
That's how girls jack off.
What?
They go wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah on the hole.
No, that's how Sacagawea jacked off.
What? Why Sacagawea?
Because the la 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 is associated with Native Americans traditionally.
Oh, you're racist. I was making a funny joke about women abusing the cooters by doing.
That's not abusing.
Slapping.
You're not breaking your teeth every time you do that.
Do it hard enough, you can do some damage.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. It would be really disturbing to walk in on and a girl just like slapping her pussy as hard as possible. It's like pow, pow, pow.
Get out of there. I know you're in there.
Ty, you keep sending really, really awful stuff to the group chat that viewers cannot see.
Is this going to be a new thing? Is this...
Yeah, I think it would be fun if, like, just introducing conversation topics partway through an episode.
There's this one guy who says, y'all, she just caught me slipping out of the shower and saw it all the way soft. What do I do? Honestly, that's kind of a fun little jump scare or power.
That should have been our debate.
Yeah.
No, in a relationship, like, if you're in a long-term steady relationship, it's fun to get it all shrunk up and then walk around.
I don't think this guy was in a long-term
Like double jeopardy. If you get caught public masturbating while soft, well, you get double prison time.
It's like one half jeopardy. maybe like one third jeopardy if you're a grower.
Yeah.
That would be funny if that's like how people punish sex crimes, was like the length of the punishment was based on how bricked up you were when it happened.
That's basically the
Your Honor, yes.
God. Oh. I was going to make more bits about that. No.
Oh, God. Yeah, cut that. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I might have to, yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't know, man. Like, I don't. What business is it as a girl's if she sees you soft? That's not her problem. And if it is her problem, ignore her.
I think if it was the first time, I might like. Here's the thing: if he was like taking a shower at this woman's house, they had never hooked up before. They had never even like maybe they had gotten to second base, and then he comes out the shower and she sees that it's like shriveled up and wrinkly. I feel like that would affect how I feel about someone.
Maybe, okay, in that specific context, that's still like, I don't know, why are you showering at her place if you haven't even hit it yet?
I'm just saying that there are scenarios.
Why would you put yourself in that position?
Or even if she does not have a whole lot of experience with it, maybe like, yeah, for maybe they've fooled around a bit a couple times, and then she sees it looking all wrinkly. At that point, maybe you're like, oh, maybe I was misjudging it. I thought it was cool when it was all bricked up. But if this is like its resting state, I don't know.
I don't know. Again, I can't imagine that being like a problem. Like, I can't imagine like just being like, damn, it, your penis is small when it's small. I don't know. I don't know
about
that.
Maybe she was already on the fence where she was like, maybe this guy is like 4.5 inches hard. And so she was like, oh, it's okay. It's fine. And then this is the straw that breaks the camel's back, is like, oh, it's like 1 inch. And like, it looks like the Crypt Keeper when it's like that. Never mind. You know, oh, it looks like Lori Lightfoot when you walk out the shower. I'm leaving.
Yeah. It looks like a button when you're climbing out of the shower. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. You can't allow. I think that's on him for allowing himself to be caught in that position. Like,
if he knew
that his shrinkage game was like that, then I think don't shower at the girl's place until you know you're locked in, and then you can have fun jump scaring her with it.
That's why he made a fatal mistake. He's asking, what did he do? Also, I do think that the follow up tweet is the punchline.
Yeah. The guy who says, that's why I'm always bricked up. Never catch me lacking.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Though that's a double-edged sword, because what if, like, he's looking at guys and then like a hot woman's coming from one alley and then a guy's coming from the other alley and he sees the hot girl. He's like, oh, I gotta voo. Oh, I'm bricked up now. And then the guy sees it. That guy's going to think that he's gay.
What if your thing looked like it was bricked up when it was soft? Like, just the angle. And
like an optical illusion?
Yeah, like you're wearing sweatpants and it just looks bricked up even when it's soft. Like,
No, I'm not gay. My thang's a Mobius strip.
Yeah.
You know, that would
my
make
thing
a
just
fun...
rests upwards.
No, M.C. Escher made my piece.
There's a weird, like, bone thing going on there. It just looks bricked up.
That would be a pretty fun party gag.
Actually, if you look at the unbricked up penis and my penis, they're the same size. It's just that the unbricked up one is surrounded by much bigger penises.
This guy was walking out of the shower and she saw a rotating snake. It was a little uncertain.
Did you know that if you look at this guy's bricked up penis for 5 or for 10 seconds without blinking and then close your eyes, you'll see an inverted color version?
Yeah, did you know if you write bigger penis on your penis, it fools 85% of women? Because that's the first thing they see. They see bigger penis.
Okay. Well, I have some questions for both of you. I'll start with this one. Spencer, I think I'll let you go first on this question. Do you think both genders should be held to the exact same standard on public masturbation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, the whole reason why I think that this should be legal, you know what is generally agreed upon to be like okay to do in public, and more people are like, yeah, this should be legal and it shouldn't be stigmatized? Breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. And what is masturbation if not breastfeeding yourself? What is it if not that, Andy?
That's a tie.
What is it if not that?
Because part of the thing that I was going to ask, but I'll let
in many answer. In many ways, it's a similar motion to breastfeeding. So I don't know why. Like women should be allowed. I think women should be allowed to breastfeed whether or not there's a baby there or not.
Well, that's what I was going to.
If you want to get them out and just start. I don't know, dripping the milk or whatever. Just if you want to feed some crows with it, you know, there's some geese
actually something I want to ask, because like obviously when guys are public masturbating, they're usually working down there, but you know, girls could theoretically play with their nipples. Is that like as severe of a crime?
I think that it needs to be egalitarian. I think like any form of self-love should not be stigmatized in public, as long as, again, you're not doing it like at someone. Like the guy who's like making eye contact with you and jacking off with you, obviously that's terrible. Obviously that's bad. But a guy who's just locked in, minding his own business, yeah, no, that's not a crime. I don't care, and I don't care if it's a guy doing it or a girl doing it. If someone's playing with their cooch or their nipples or their worm, or even if they got something stuck up their ass. So I think, yeah, no. Again, if breastfeeding is legal in public, then masturbation should be too. Like we all agree that it's fine to breastfeed in public. We all agree that there's like no shame in that, and that we shouldn't be stigmatized, and that all the people who want to make it illegal just think there's something inherently scandalous.
Wait, hold on. Let me give my response.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm tying.
Well, the thing is, for me, this is a double standard, because guys in all 50 states, men are allowed to play with their nipples without fear of retribution. So if women are allowed to play with their nipples and guys are allowed to play with their nipples, then frankly, what we're comparing apples to apples. We're not, there's no contradiction here as Spencer is making it out to be. What we're saying is that playing with your penis or playing with your coochie is still illegal. No one said anything about nipples. No one said anything about patting yourself on the butt.
I gotta say, can you imagine calling the cops on a homeless guy who's playing with his nipples?
I have, multiple times.
You have imagined that?
No, I've done it.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, what, I can't get in there? All right, have fun with the police. Like, I gave you $3.
Yeah, that's also a funny idea, like leaving some change for a guy jacking off in public like he's busking.
Yeah. Just standing around, and when he comes, you're like,
he's got his like Venmo posted up next to him.
Damn. What if one of those robot guys who like paints themselves with the, you know, silver spray paint, what if he just jacked off in public?
He aims inside the cup where they put
the
change.
Does it like a robot. It's like,
if he comes expressionless, like he doesn't change his expression at all.
$1 million,
I think. That's a party trick. That's a party trick.
I think
trick
you have to give him all of the money that you have in your wallet.
Yeah, no, that's something that the whole public can enjoy.
It's free. Yeah, it's for the family.
Yeah, it's like making balloon animals, you know?
And that just a little kid looking up and be like, "Mommy, what was that?" And mom goes, "Well, that was Elon Musk.
That was magic. That was amazing."
That's the future of technology.
Yeah.
And you know what? It is frustrating though that like with all of the advances we've made in robotics, like we don't have an animo that can do that. It still has to be like guys who failed their MFA.
There's no like new jacking off technology for men. Like, we're still using our hands.
Oh, I meant a robot that can jack itself off.
Oh yeah, well that'd be cool too. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Do you think it would have some kind of like third sexual organ that is not in any way what humans have? I think that would be interesting if like it was like it was clearly masturbating, but in a way that we did not recognize.
What's that?
Like,
what's
there's
that really...
something down there, but it's shaped like a Dr. Seuss invention.
Yes.
A robot muffing itself. And they got a robot muffing itself.
My arm is a fleshlight. This rocks. Honestly, I think of all the robots, I kind of got the best deal. You're telling me I don't have to rescue children from burning buildings or whatever. I just get to jack myself off with my fleshlight hand.
What do you
have to detect
bombs? If you say so.
And I can do this millions of times per second.
They expect me to get things done when I have a fleshlight arm. That seems counterproductive.
My hormone receptors are 10,000 times stronger than a human's. Every time I touch my thing down there, my knees buckle.
I
have 10 million nerves just in that area alone.
My programming source code was based off of Pussy in Bio Twitter bots, so...
I have the collective sexual understanding of every single person on Pornhub.
So not much.
They call it the matrix of knowing how to bust. I'm the Neo of coming.
That Ty, does
Mr.
Your...
Anderson. Do you think any of this is real, Mr. Anderson? You think you're really busting right now? No. It's a simulation. It is a billion synapses in an electrical mind telling you that you're coming in your pants right now.
Ty,
but really, you're just in soup, Mr. Anderson. What's going on?
What if? I'm
That's my idea
off
of
in the
what
soup.
If.
What if I'm checking?
What
off
if the bad
soup
guy
too?
From the Matrix? Yeah, I turned you over because they said they could get me one jack off session that felt like the real thing. That's Joe Pantoliano. Yeah, you know, when you jack off in the Matrix, it feels kind of like you're rubbing your neighbor's penis. And they said they could make me one that felt like the real thing.
That scene in Matrix Reloaded where Trinity pulls the bullets out, but she's just jacking them off.
This is different robots, obviously, but my word, R2, what are you doing with an outward port?
Beep,
no
beep,
way.
Beep, beep, beep.
R2, that's disgusting.
Do you think when R2 comes, he's like, "Whee!"
I would hope so. Otherwise, that's faulty programming.
Master Anakin did not even program me with the ability to do such a thing.
In beep beep boop, I can tell.
Luke just looking and being like, looking at the Empire and being like, "I'm a gooner, like my father before me."
I was about to ask you all. Do you guys have like the age verification thing in your state?
Not yet. I think I saw the
certain
map.
Websites.
Since that is like the
it's,
most
it's
devious
tough because
I'm
14.
Yeah, so, I do.
It's
sometimes.
The most devious way to ban porn because like who the fuck is gonna see like that age verification thing and then just be like, oh shit, time to get my ID out. It's like, no, fuck this.
I will say, Spencer. I have gotten in the state of Virginia, it's illegal to do that, which I am like 50% sure is partially your fault.
My fault?
Yeah, because you live there.
Yeah, because you keep jacking off.
Okay, yeah. It's my fault that became law.
Can we go back to the gooning matrix for a second?
Sure.
I was having a lot of fun with that. I don't know if we can recapture the magic, but I want to try.
I'm imagining, you know that scene in Matrix Reloaded where he fights like 100 Agent Smiths? I'm imagining he's like fighting off like 100 porn stars that all look alike.
Yeah. You know the albino with dreads Agent Smith?
Yeah.
Imagining all of them just got like a huge load done on their heads. So instead of like the white dreads, it's just like cum dripping down.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and you believe whatever you want to believe.
You take the blue chew.
No, you take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep I can shove this up your rabbit hole.
Oh.
Not quite as that, good.
That's good, too. I think it's funnier if it's the blue pill and the blue chew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just realized that I've never seen The Matrix.
Holy shit, really?
I've only seen the first one.
I've probably seen parts of the first one, but I've never, I'm not like.
I've never seen the sequence. Yeah.
And like, I've absorbed enough to like, be able to engage with conversations. But like, yeah, no, I don't think I've ever seen any of the Matrix movies all the way through. So maybe we pivot to like another Keanu Reeves project. Maybe it's like Gooning John Wick.
Gooning Speed.
You know, a lot of people have been asking me, am I a gooner? And I haven't had an answer for them. But now I'm thinking, yeah, I goon.
Jonathan, you are not allowed to come on continental grounds.
I'm sorry, you're sex communicado. Sexual John Wick would be tough because, like, you know, they'd be jacking off with, like, Monopoly pieces or Chuck E. Cheese money. Every movie would just be John Wick being like, ugh, I have to get a new piece for my operation board so I can finally jack off.
The leather table wants to speak to you.
Nice. Good one.
I was trying to think of how it works. I'm still not happy with that, but that works.
Just like John Wick speaking in Russian to like a dominatrix, just being like, I can't. I was going to pretend to do Russian, then my brain was just like, do not even attempt it. You will look like the biggest asshole on earth.
I have more questions.
I tried to pretend to speak Russian.
I have more questions if you still want to do this.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I needed
to make my opinion on the John Wick movies clear, which is that I like them a lot, but it is stupid that like 90% of them are just like John Wick trying to find a new Jenga tower or something.
Yeah.
Like everything in that world runs on child logic.
Which is why I love it. Yeah. But okay, so this one is kind of a two-parter. I'll start with you, Ty. One, do you think public spaces should be allowed to decide how pro-nudity they are? And what if, like, you know how in the early 2000s places had smoking rooms? What if you had cooning rooms?
No, I will say, one, that would be hilarious.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They have those. They're just called strip clubs.
They're called bathrooms.
They're called public bathrooms. And it's difficult because I think public spaces should be accessible to everyone.
I mean, the secondhand cum would probably get out of hand.
Instead of like a lung cancer epidemic, it's just like an AIDS epidemic. but
people keep like launching over into the non-gooning section. It's not okay.
Yeah, that's a good point. But my thing about, should public spaces be able to like allow or disallow public masturbation? I don't really think that's a public space then. And as much as I am in support of keeping it illegalized, and I think that like if you're in a public space and you break the law, obviously like that, you know, you should be put on the registry because that makes it more exciting to jack off in public. I don't think that we should be designating certain spaces for jacking off or not for not jacking off. I don't think that we should have the expectation that every time you walk into a public space, you have to look up like, oh, is this a gooning one? Nope. Or yes, or whatever. Like that seems like too much legwork and not enough handwork.
Spencer, do you have a response to that?
I think it's one of the most sensible things that you've ever proposed, Andy. I think that, you know, I think we should bring back smoking areas too. I mean, all, you know, everyone's favorite bar's got a smoking section, whether it be outdoors or wherever. Whereas, like, you know, I think a public jacking off section in a restaurant, in any public space, great idea. You know, if anything, like, if you're still uncomfortable with seeing people jacking off, just as, like, you're uncomfortable with being around smokers, you know, I think that's a personal problem, and I think you need to free your mind. But in the meantime, having a space where you don't have to deal with that, I think that's perfectly reasonable. In fact, I think that this is the best policy proposal Andy has ever made.
Policy?
Yeah, policy proposal.
Is that just like your neighbor or something? Is that someone you know from work?
Yeah.
Do they want a cracker?
Grow up. There's other people named Polly. But not everyone named Polly is parrot related. And frankly, I'm fucking sick of people parroting that stereotype. No joke intended. No pun intended. What?
Sorry, I can't get over having a friend named Polly and just like holding up a little cracker up to her. Just going like, ooh.
Can we not today with this? I don't even like crackers.
Go, ooh.
I'm a bread fan. I don't even, just crackers wrinkling. Don't do it for me.
Salty.
And if crackers did do it for me, saltines, not a Ritz, not a Triscuit. Fix
just
your
wrinkling
heart.
Wrinkling a little bag around them like, oh. Nah, it's a chip. I'm just playing with you. It's just a chip.
I have several PhDs.
Okay, well, I guess you don't want this cracker. I guess I can have the cracker then, Polly.
Oh, I didn't eat breakfast today.
So you do want a cracker.
I didn't say that. I mean, if you have other food on offer, I prefer that.
No, I just have the cracker. I just have the cracker.
Well, then, yes, I suppose I'll take a cracker.
Could you say you want it?
No, because I don't want it. I just need it for sustenance.
Well, I think you'll be fine without it, so I guess I'll eat it.
That's fine. No, I can just walk over to the CVS and get food that... Fuck. Well, see, now I want a cracker. Damn it, you put the idea in my head. Now all I'm craving is a cracker.
All right, I guess I'll let Polly have a cracker.
Oh, this is humiliating.
This is humiliating.
No, I don't sound like that. No, say it right, or else I'm not taking the cracker.
Okay. So here's
wait, but you're literally dressed in feathers. You literally
it's a fashion choice.
You're literally dressed in
it's
red
not
feathers.
Related to that.
I would like to
jeez, I got
up,
my rhinoplasty for this.
I would like to ring up a dumb I have two questions. One that I want to go through. I'll go through the one that's dumber first.
Sure.
So are you guys familiar with the premise of the Purge movies?
Oh yeah.
No. Yeah, no. Well, what
is that
if
like Drag Me to Hell?
Well, the premise of those movies essentially...
Let the one hit. Wait, that's actually a very, very smart and intelligent joke. Did it hit yet? Did you get it?
I don't really
get it. Because Drag Me to Hell is about eating disorders. So the Purge movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was assuming, but I wasn't sure because I haven't seen Drag Me to Hell. What I was going to say is that what if we had a 24-hour period every day of the year, like a federal holiday where, you know, people look the other way.
If everyone's looking the other way, it's not fun.
Yeah, it's not public masturbation.
Yeah.
Okay.
You realize the whole point of it is that the idea that someone will look that way.
Yeah.
Chance
that someone will look that way.
That brings up another question that I wanted to go over, which is, what if you're someone who just wants to watch? What if you don't want to touch yourself? What if that's not interesting? But you want to be able to, like, look, right?
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
damn. That must
be
a sad life.
I think it has to be
life.
Mutually agreed upon. Like, just as, like, the masturbator can't be looking at you, I don't think, like, getting stared at is very kosher either.
I think the act of public masturbation implies a lack of privacy.
Yeah, but you can look, but don't stare.
That would be very funny if, like, a homeless guy was jacking off on the subway and saw someone stare and be like, man, what are you looking at?
That's gross. I feel violated.
Man, you're not respecting my privacy. You're twisted. All right, those are your questions, Andy?
I guess one other thing. I have a few more. They're not great, but I'll start with a few more since we got some time left on the clock.
Okay.
Spencer.
Yeah?
How do you feel about how public masturbation has changed since like the 1970s with like cell phones ever? Do you think that has had a positive or negative effect on stroking your shit if everyone has a portable camera with much internet access negative. All the time.
Yeah, portable camera. People are always taking photos. No. I also think if you're jacking off in public, you really got to be using your imagination. Like, I really do. I think that
there's no honor if you're like watching porn. Yeah.
I think it is gilding the lily. Okay. The exception is if you're in a public library and looking at porn on the library computer.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Okay. Okay. Fine. I do have to ask you the question. What if you have like a magazine or a book with you?
That's pushing
it. Is it a sexual magazine or book?
Yeah, yes. If it's
a National Geographic, I think you're good.
If you're, National Geographic, that's fine. Anything beyond that line, I think, is pushing it. It's pushing it really hard.
Yeah. Boy's Life on the Edge.
Maybe a little over.
Yeah, but actually probably that one, that's not the one you want to be using. Unless you're jacking off to The Burrow. They had the comics about like a donkey in that.
Now, if you're just multitasking.
Oh, now it's Scout Life.
What if it's Time?
It's Time magazine? Ooh, depends on the issue. Depends on the issue.
Well, it would be funny to see someone like jacking off to the Time magazine, and you're like, which one is that? And it's the one with like the mirror on the cover. You're the person of the year.
Or it's, well, they have like an 80-year-old magazine that has Hitler person of the year on the cover.
That wouldn't be difficult. I would probably call the cops on that person.
What about the
That's the only public masturbator I would call the cops on.
The Is God Dead one.
What?
You know the Time magazine cover where it was just like a black box and it said Is God Dead? You don't know that?
Yeah, this is a Nietzschean jerk.
Yeah, I think that would be I think that would make me think. I think that would make me that would stimulate my mind. If I saw that in a cartoon, I'd be like, damn, that's got me thinking.
Wait, just the idea that God is dead or someone jacking off to the idea of God being dead?
Yeah. Like the pairing is really deep.
Oh, yeah. I'm making myself laugh imagining like someone getting caught publicly masturbating and being like while reading a magazine being like, this is actually a very Freudian bust.
I'm laughing imagining someone like they've got Hustler magazine, but inside it they've got National Geographic and they're checking off to that.
I'm gooning in a very Lacanian way.
Just someone at like was like, no, I'm looking at normal style sexual stuff. Yeah. Not National Geographic.
And then inside the yeah. Like trying to sneak a comic book in class.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be funny. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Did y'all have any kids who like looked at porn in class or did that type of shit?
I mostly teach under 10-year-olds. So
oh, I meant when you were in school.
I heard about it happening, but I never saw anyone do it.
I just remembered the 10-year-olds I taught. They were like discussing one kid who did that. They're like, yeah, this kid looked up Cornhub.
I remember hearing about...
No, but he's actually just looking for pictures of corn.
Nice. I remember hearing about someone in class in, like, 8th grade who jacked off on someone's backpack in the back of class.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
On the backpack? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's never getting clean. I guess that transitions...
No, I think they probably had to get a new backpack.
...into one more question.
That's awful, man.
Ty.
Why on the backpack?
Yeah, it's like you couldn't just go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you could... Doing it under your desk would be, like, fine compared to that.
Ty,
I remember because it was, like, an athlete, so people thought it was, like... Or at least, like, the people who were talking about it thought it was, like, kind of cool and hot. And it's like, come on. You can't... Everything he does can't be cool and hot.
No, yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, no, that's gross. I was gonna ask, how do you
just a random backpack or like a girl's backpack?
I think it was a girl's backpack.
Oh, dude, he was marking his territory. That's
like a dog.
Yeah. Oh like man, that's dog. Horrible. Yeah. If there was just like a mess of backpacks and some just caught a few splashes, like that'd be bad. But you know, it's whatever. But like, dude, doing that is like
that's like you
that's
gotta
worse
go to
than yeah, sending. That's worse than sending your fucking like dick to pic to someone. Oh my god. Oh.
Yeah, well, because they don't have to clean their phone afterwards.
God, that's fucked.
Yeah, it was rough. It was
that is an innovative form of sexual harassment.
That actually does transition.
It might have been someone he was dating. I did not get all the details.
Okay, that's still real bad.
That still sucks. It's not good.
It sucks in a different way. Like it sucks instead of being like, okay, that's sexual harassment. That's like making out in class, but worse.
I think this kid might have been a sociopath. I don't remember super well.
That is something like a sociopath kid would do.
Yeah.
The final question I had that is related to this real quick is, funnily enough, about, man, how do you account for the potential public health hazards that come from people just spilling juice everywhere?
Better than the public stealth hazards.
I mean, maybe we could tie it into a littering law. Like, you can jack off in public, but you need to catch it or clean it up.
Or it becomes
a problem.
Yeah,
you should have to scrub up after yourself.
Yeah,
it's like how you have to carry around doggy bags whenever you're walking your dog.
Yeah, exactly. Have a little cum bag. Have a little sock or a blanket or something to catch it with.
Yeah, it's a good point.
All right. Who won? I'm going to be honest. This was kind of a close one today.
Okay. Well, can I give my closing statement?
Sure. You can, and Spencer can, of course.
Okay. Should I start?
Sure.
Well, actually, Spencer, can you start?
Yeah, sure. Look, legalize it. I think it's fine. I think that we are a less prudish society and something we all do. And I think giving more space for people to do it is a perfectly fine thing.
Okay. Here's my closing statement. This is Neo talking. What are you telling me? That I can jack off without anyone seeing me? No, Neo. I'm trying to tell you that when you're ready, you won't care that they see you. That was Morpheus at the end there.
Yeah,
no, I like that.
Yeah, that's
thank
good.
You. That was my closing statement.
And unrelated to the quality of that bit, I do think I'm going to give it to Ty this episode.
Thank you. I appreciate.
I felt like
it's illegal for this. Another year.
I felt like your heart was in it more. You were more passionate about it. I felt like you presented the argument a little better.
I was masturbating the whole time. Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Anyway, this has been another debate episode. If you have a topic that you'd like us to debate over...
We're not going to do their topic.
We're probably not, but,
if there's, like, a good one, I'm sure one of our fans probably
has... You can
has
try
a,
it, yeah.
A stray good idea.
But until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, babies.
Thinking about you, your red coats are here, your eyes on my wall, your teeth are over there, but I'm still no one, and you're not a star, what do you care? Been thinking about you, and there's no rest, should I still love you, still see you in bed, but I'm playing with myself. What you care when the other men are far, far better. All the things you got, all the things you need. Who bought you cigarettes, who bribed the company to come and see you, honey. I've been thinking about you. So how can you sleep? These people aren't your friends. They're paid to kiss your feet. They don't know what I know. And why should you care when I'm